Now we go back to the news. We've already mentioned the Exchange Street debate in our letters, but here we are with a decision on its future, hot from the press. Another hot topic is rail ticket offices. Then there is news of council cuts and help for those returning home from hospital. A city's centre street is to reopen to traffic within weeks after county councillors rejected calls for a compromise over the controversial scheme. Leaders at Norfolk County Council said it was too dangerous to continue the experimental traffic order they introduced in Exchange Street during the COVID pandemic and ruled out using cameras to keep it shut to all but taxis. The decision to end the traffic ban, taken solely by the council's Highways Cabinet member Graham Plant, had sparked criticism from the leader of Norwich City Council, opposition county councillors, some business and members of the public. But during an often ill-tempered meeting of the county council's cross-party scrutiny committee on Tuesday, the last chance for the decision to be reconsidered, Mr. Plant stuck by his decision. And his fellow Conservative councillors rejected a call from political opponents for him to reconsider. The street near Jarrell's was originally closed to the majority of traffic, with some exceptions for loading and deliveries between certain times in July 2020 as the city centre reopened after COVID pandemic lockdowns. But the experimental closure order comes to an end on November the 18th, so a decision had to be made as to whether to continue with it.
MPs across Norfolk have reacted to the government's U-turn on the mass closure of railway station ticket offices. Transport Secretary Mark Harper revealed Number 10 had asked train operators to withdraw their proposal following an extensive consultation period. Ticket offices at Great Yarmouth, King's Lynn, Thetford, Downham Market and Diss had been earmarked for closure by Industry Body Rail Delivery Group. The facilities in Norwich would have become a customer information centre, with Greater Anglia previously saying it would offer a full range of products and provide help with more complex transactions. However, these proposals have now been axed in response to Watchdogs Transport Focus and London Travel Watch, which announced they opposed every single planned closure due to issues such as the impact on accessibility. Transport Focus's chief executive, Anthony Smith, said there had been around 750,000 responses to the consultation. While many choose to buy online or at a ticket machine, vulnerable people rely on the support provided by ticket office staff, and stopping the closure of Lynn Tickets office is welcome news for them, said James Wilde, MP for North West Norfolk.
The County Council has hit back at accusations it is not doing enough to promote a struggling park and ride service on the edge of the city, arguing we have been actively promoting Postwick Park and Ride through the press, social media and leaflet drops to surrounding communities since it opened 7 weeks ago. We also saw the introduction of simpler and cheaper fares, with an adult paying just £3 for all-day travel and additional passengers who travel with a full paying passenger pay just £1. With under five still travelling for free, park and ride is a great option for a family day out over the festive season. There has been an increase in passenger numbers across the other park and ride sites since the reduced fares were introduced, but the figures for Postwick are still below what they need to be.
Concerns have been raised that cutting millions of pounds from budgets for adult social care could leave the services at breaking point. Leaders at Norfolk County Council need to plug a £46.2 million hole in the authority's budget for 2023 and 24, and £26.5 million of potential cuts and savings towards that has been identified. That includes savings of £14.2 million from adult social services. Council leaders say say much of that will via transformation, with the council encouraging people to live independently, which will save money on residential care. But Brian Watkins, leader of the opposition, Liberal Democrat group, raised concerns over the state of the care market during a debate over the budget at a meeting of the council's cross-party scrutiny committee. Mr. Watkins said, "Once again, it is adult social care which is going to be bearing a large proportion of the proposed cuts." Andrew Jameson, the council's cabinet member for finance, previously warned all services the authority is not legally bound to provide to the public could be at risk. He has called for the government to change how it funds local councils to give longer term settlements.
People recovering from hospital treatment are to be helped with everyday tasks, including dog walking, by a new community service. Health bosses in the region have set up a £621,000 per year service geared at improving the help people receive once they leave hospital. The Norfolk and Waveney Community Support Service will help people with everyday tasks when they return home from receiving hospital treatment. These include offering support with dog walking, making telephone calls, and doing shopping. The hope is that providing additional support will mean people are able to leave hospital sooner and continue their recoveries at home, rather than blocking beds. The service will be provided by a combination of paid staff and volunteers, and is the amalgamation of six separate services already on offer.
For our first feature, another anniversary has been found by regular evening news columnist Derek James in his nostalgic feature. This week, it is when royalty arrived in Norwich in October 1938 for the official opening of Norwich City Hall. The article is read by Ian Robertson.